Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Death Book Ministry. I'm your host, Evangelist Doris Cannon, and my husband, Elder Roderick D. Cannon, would like to welcome you to another segment of the Unchangeable Word of God. 2 Timothy 3:15 states, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Also, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 states, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, Blog Talk Radio is on the air.
I say hello, grace, mercy, and peace to all those out there. God has blessed you all, and we are just very thankful that you all had tuned in to be with us at Blog Talk Radio. Again, we don't take this for granted. We just thank God for each and every one of you all for stopping in and to spend your precious time on Thursdays. Be with us here on blogtalkradio.com to talk about God's Word. And we thank God he blessed us to be back on the air again in Blog Talk Radio to be a blessing and help strengthen and further the Word of God. How many know that there's a time for prayer? It's prayer now. It was something. This morning I was up in prayer, just praying and interceding, just praying for about roughly an hour. Thank God, because I was trying to do a good deed today and got into a little accident. So I thank God that, you know, we've been talking about prayer. So when that prayer unction hits you, hey, you need not to just override it or ignore it, but it's a good thing to seek it and start praying, because God knows you could be praying for yourself, a loved one, or even a stranger, maybe on the other side of the world. But it's good to pray. Like the Bible says, men should always pray and not lose heart. So we just thank God again. For those who like to call in, our Blog Talk Radio guest call-in number is 1-646-787-8531. Once again, you'd like to put your 2 cents in, and we've been talking about prayer. The guest call-in number is 1-646-787-8531.
Amen. Thank God for prayer. We all thank God for prayer. And we just want to be able to share the word of God with you, because prayer is very much needed. You never know when you're going to have to pray for somebody or who you are interceding for, because the prayers of the righteous avail it much.
That's right. And it's so important to pray. And like I said, you forget that unction to pray. That ain't the devil. The devil definitely wouldn't want you to pray. But that's from the Holy Spirit telling you to pray and intercede for others. It's so important to do that. We were talking last week about the prayer. We was dealing with the Lord and how he was praying and how they used that one prayer as the Lord's Prayer. But we're going to deal with the Lord's Prayer. Excuse me. Go ahead, Doris.
Yes. And when we pray, we are praying God's word and God's will. We're praying for God's will, which is the kingdom of God, what God has for us, meaning God is extending from heaven down to the earth. When we pray, we're like pulling down to the earth God's word and God's will and his blessing upon his people and protection and healing. It's a lot of things that you know, when you go into your secret closet to pray, we are praying, like when you pray in your heavenly language, we are praying mystery. We're praying as prayer between us
and God. Unless there is, God has given you the interpretation, which you could be speaking in your heavenly language and speak for a long time, and God could interpret it to only be a few words.
That's right. I was just reading in 1 Peter, the second chapter, because it is our job. I'm talking about those who are in the body of Christ. Our job to pray, to worship, and intercede. Look what it says here again in 1 Peter, the second chapter. And I'm going to read down. This is Brother Peter talking and applying it to the body of Christ. Look what he says here. And I'll start at verse 1 and read down to the point I want to get, talking about that it is our job as born-again believers who are in the body of Christ. It is our job. Look what he says here. So wherefore, laying aside, and that wherefore is a conjunction there that it hooks up to what he was talking earlier in chapter 1. And so all of this ties in. But look what he says. He said, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, and hypocrisies, and evil, and envies, and all evil speakings, as the newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, whereby we may grow thereby. Verse 3, if so be ye have tasted the Lord is gracious, to whom coming is as unto a lively stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Then he talks about who we are. Look what he says. He said, we are. Also, so ye are also, or ye also are lively stones, are built up in a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Again, let me read that again. Again, this is 1 Peter, second chapter, and it tells on why it is a good that we are supposed to pray. This is one of our jobs, is to pray. We are as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And then it goes on as saying about wherefore it is contained in scripture, behold, I lay in Zion precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. And then it says, us, verse 7, unto you, therefore, which believe he is precious, but unto them is this obedient, which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them that stumble at the word being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But here we go again, talking about who we are. We are, this is verse 9, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And it says, which in the time past was not a people, but now the people of God. That's who we are, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. See, and so what he's saying here, that we are our royal priesthood. Again, at the order of Melchizedek, if you hook it up there in scriptures with the book of Hebrew, talks about we are, again, at the order of Melchizedek, and that we're supposed to offer sacrifices of praise and glory, and also that we can come in to intercede with one another, okay? And that's what it's talking about, interceding for one another, having a prayer intercession, praying for one another. And this is our job as in the body of Christ. We're representing Christ here on earth. So it is our job, again, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, that we should always pray and not lose heart, and that we should pray for one another. And like I said, in the middle of the night, because God, he does things like that, that you may be not even thinking about anything. Sleep in your bed, sleeping good, and all of a sudden, he puts something on your heart. And like what happened to me this morning, and so I had to get up, and I laid in my bed, but I prayed. and I sought the Lord. And I was just thinking and looking in scriptures, a good prayer of intercession, and I came upon St. John, the 17th chapter, talking about the Lord, how he interceded. And this is really the Lord's prayer, and about how that he prayed for us. And you have anything else, Doris?
Yeah, because God, when he prayed and he was up there praying, we always, you know, a lot of people don't realize he was interceding and praying for the world.
That's right.
For everyone, for souls to be saved, for souls to be set free and delivered. And we have to realize that. We take a lot of things out of the context.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to keep things in context. That's why we say line upon line, precept upon precept, rightly dividing the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Look what it says here again, and this is St. John, the 16th chapter. You get a chance to really, you can just break this down, get you a good dictionary and a good Bible, and just really rightly divide this and break it down and study it. It is really strengthens you and talk about the power of attorney about in prayer. Look what it says here. I'm just looking here what Jesus was saying, and he was talking to him, and he explained about his going away, and he was saying in here, "Surely, surely, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your joy, your sorrow shall turn into joy." Then he goes down here and says that, talks about the power of attorney by his name, or by his authority. You know, there's a whole ministry like that. It's about Jesus' name. It's about his authority. If you're not part of the body, you can't use his authority. And so it says in that day.
Meaning that you're an authorized dealer.
Right, you're an authorized dealer to use his name. Look what it says in verse 23. This is St. John 16, chapter verse 23. It said, "In that day, ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you," or he said, "by the authority of me." That's what he's saying. "Well, until you have ye asked nothing in my name, ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly the Father, that at that day ye shall ask in my name. And I will say not unto you that I will pray the Father for you." Okay? He said, because you'll be able to do it yourself. And about the authority of who God is by the power of attorney, he has given that. And it's like somebody put you in a will, and that will won't be enacted until that person is went on, died. And so now, here we are, praying again by the authority of Jesus Christ, that we can come boldly to a throne of grace. That's what it talks about, coming boldly and be able to ask, you know, and in other words, don't be afraid to ask. Simply ask in faith and you shall receive it. That's another part of praying, praying, seeking the Lord, praying God's word. God, you said with your stripes we were healed. God, you said that you will bless our going out and our coming in. You said you will bless our food and water. And we got a caller here, and I'm going to punch you in, caller. And you go ahead with your, what you're saying here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah, pray, hallelujah. Pray, pray.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Right.
You know who this is?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, good information, yes.
You know who this is? Amen. Amen. Yes.
Yeah, men ought always pray and not to faint, yeah.
Right, not to lose heart, and,
exactly.
And it's important.
Yes.
And praying by faith and not doubting, you know. And
that,
like
that,
like the Lord said, unto this mountain, you know, be thou removed. Having faith and living to be God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's good. Yeah, so we got to pray like never before, especially in the day we, you know, they said we were living in a dark day way back then in the 70s. It's really dark now.
Yeah. You're right about that.
It really, it is. I mean, it's, we, you know, if we could just see around us. So we do spiritual warfare. We fighting for the, you know, contending for the faith, because a lot of people are doing all kinds of things. Yeah, so you got to stay to yourself, like Peter said. Yeah, so thank God for the truth. Yeah, so, yeah, so, we make our requests. Too many times people want to just, that religious spirit, they just want to do things for show, but we make our petitions known unto God. We can go to him. That's why he told us that we could come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So that's what we need. Yes. Yeah.
That's right. Last week we talked about that, about how they have some of those prayers back in the day where they get the praying these big words. You know, we talked about that. These big glorious words, our Father, and all these words, and your spirit realize it would check and say, well, the only thing that he's doing is just showing off.
He glorifying his own flesh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
A flesh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like Ella Ross has said, that prayer is just hitting the wall and bouncing back down.
Exactly. Can't fool. You know, because people used to say all kinds of things. Say, don't pray against them, pray for them. You can't pray against nobody. You know, not according to the will of God. You're just wasting your time.
Right, because God is not even listening to that.
Exactly.
You know. And just like when Samson, we talked about that a couple of programs earlier, when Samson, he prayed for himself, he said, let me die with my with my enemies, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So
he didn't say, God, kill him. He said, no, let me die with my enemies. And he did. Or when Solomon, when he prayed, we talked about that a couple of programs ago, too. You know, he asked God for wisdom, how to go in and go out before the people, how to serve the people, and that was a sincere prayer from his heart, and that was a blessing, and God blessed him because of that, you know, a sincere heart, you know, and seeking the Lord, and that's what it's all about, you know, praying and for others and having intercession, and it's all our jobs, you know. There's people that go around there, they put them titles, you're an intercessor. No, we all are intercessors according to the word of God. You're right. We should be.
But a lot of people are not, because they're hung up on trying to be in the limelight.
Yes.
And they want to say things. Things. I'm not just say things to be saying things. But if you're not taking God's word and rightly dividing it, and you adding to what it is, what did he say he was going to what?
Add to all yourself. On you, you add to God's word.
The plagues of the book. Yeah, the book of the Revelation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that I probably heard a couple of your shows, the first one that you did on prayer, Evangelist Ivy, Cadell called in. Yeah, I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
That was your first one that you did. Was that this year or last year?
Yeah, this year. And then Sarori called in for a little bit on that, and talking about prayer, about praying and everything there, and like what the ministry we're at is prayer going on a lot. And I can remember the ministry we came from, Michael, up here in Michigan. It seemed like everybody had a key, and there was prayer going on the 24/7 there. It was something. In that little building, how people was praying and seeking the Lord. You see, like one shift would come in and leave out, and another shift would come in. And that is more. Yeah. That is so much needed today. You know,
We still some of them prayers is sustaining us today. That was prayed. Yeah,
you're right about that. You're right about
because
that.
Because the prayers that you pray are like being stored up.
Yes, exactly.
You know, how when people are storing up for, like, we had that big cold spree that came through here. Man, you would go in the grocery store, you can, the the counters were bare.
Wow.
And we as Christians should not let our counters get bare. We should have enough,
yeah,
plenty, running over of prayers that we have stored up from years of praying.
Well, just like
exactly.
it's so wonderful to see the workings of the Lord, even in nature, and how that the animals prepare for the lean times, and the squirrels, and how that they have stashes where they store up and get fat, and so they live off of that fat. Even the bears, you know, that how they eat the salmon, getting themselves ready for the lean times. And prayer would do that. It strengthens you and fortifies you for that. Because like you said, Elder Michael, it's so important to do that, because building up yourself, like the scripture said, on that most holy thing, strengthening yourself.
Yeah, praying in the Holy Ghost, yes. Yeah.
Right. Praying
when you strengthen yourself, then God is being glorified, because you have
yeah.
that relationship with you and God. You're not just praying, vain, like a lot of people always say, vain babbling. No,
right.
you're
yeah.
praying some substance in here. You're getting into the holies of your, and when you get in your prayer closet and you're praying, you have entered, when you get to that realm, into the holy, with nobody but you and God.
And it's
yeah.
the thing also, understanding that, you know, God wakes us up, and because it seems like it's sometimes to us is the inopportune times, middle of the night praying. I was up, like I said, this morning praying for roughly an hour, just praying, and only God knows where that prayer is going. It could be praying for somebody across the sea.
But it was for
exactly
right.
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah, yeah, just do it. Yes.
Yeah.
Right, and we have people in the body of Christ. There was a time that they said it was about 10% of the people saved in this world. 10%.
And that's sad, because from what I understand, that the United States is what should be the what do you call it?
Well, we should have
prayer tabernacle or whatever.
Right.
But people have gotten away from prayer. People have gotten away from going to church.
Yeah, they said that there were a lot of people, consensus are saying that a lot of people have fallen away from church. Church attendance has reached
all time low.
A lot of these mega churches are
even losing people.
They're losing people and everything there. I just went past a church in Ann Arbor. And it had a rainbow sign on it that says, we don't turn away nobody. And I said to myself, and I kept on rolling.
So, yeah, I know your time is short. I just wanted to call in and just chime in a little bit. So, yeah, just keep it up. I'm still doing my show. I did mine Tuesday. I do mine on Tuesday. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to tune in on that. And we just thank you. Carla, tell everybody where you're calling from.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling from Boca Raton, Florida. Yeah, and
amen.
I attend church. Yeah, I attend church at Vision Worship Center in Pompano Beach, Florida, just south of Fort Lauderdale.
Hannah, what's the temperature down there before we let you go?
we got up to 77 today.
Wow. we're a balmy 43 today. A balmy 43.
Yesterday was a rainy day, but like right now we are 72 in Boca Raton, Florida.
Well, God bless you and pray
yeah.
for us.
All right.
I'm praying for the elements up here.
Oh yeah.
All right, you be blessed.
All right, be blessed.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you
for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so we just thank God for that caller. That's my my brother, Elder Michael Cannon, from my oldest living brother, down in balmy Boca Raton, Florida. We thank you. You know, he was one of my early mentors in holiness, when I was coming up and when the Lord saved me, this is one of my early mentors, and I used to ask him about things. Yeah, him and his wife, the beautiful Annette, they were my mentors. And I never forget situations that happened to me that I was able to call them, and they gave us me pearls of wisdom on how to, when my as a new child of God, to how to walk and pray. And that's something that our my spiritual father, Elder Jesse Ross, always would say, pray. And some of the mentors that were around us about the prayer, we seen them, him praying, and we seen those who were our examples praying.
Right.
Elder and Sister Bass, fantastic people, praying. Sister Rancher, praying. Evangelist Eva Cisco, praying yeah. folk there, praying for Sister Taylor, Evangelist Taylor, praying folk. And there's some that I'm forgetting about. But they really put in our hearts and our spirits about prayer. And about the how the prayer of the righteous availeth much. And they were an example for us praying here.
And sometimes you need examples. We now should be example for this generation that we got coming up right now, because a lot of the generation that we have right now, they don't even know about church. Some of them, most of them don't even go to church. So they don't even know about prayer. They don't even believe in God, but it is our duty as saints of God to pray and to compel them souls to come in, witness to them. So sometimes you come into like some that are real stubborn, but you can't give up on them. You got to keep on praying, because the prayers of the righteous avail much.
Like that song, Saints, Don't Stop Praying.
For the Lord is nigh.
Keep saying it. What else?
Saints, don't stop praying. He'll hear your cry.
Uh-huh. What else it says?
For the Lord has promised, and his word is true.
Mm-hmm.
Saints, don't stop praying. He will answer you.
God bless you. Yeah, that's a beautiful prayer.
We would like to thank you for listening to another segment of That Book Ministry. And remember, it is better to be divided by truth than to be unified in error.
Prayer works, Saints.
All the time.
And continue to pray for us, because we're doing this from our hearts to help propagate the word of God. There's ever, like my brother said and what we've been saying, there's every time to pray. It is now. It's so important to do that. If you feel that notion to pray, pray. Even if you're driving your car, you can just
wherever you are, and it's a pray. If you have the opportunity, you can pray. God hears and knows your heart, because you never know. You might pray for us. You never know who God is sparing their life. You never know who's sick. But God can come down and intervene just by your prayer.
That's right. So you see somebody, they're rightly dividing God's word of truth, and it sounds good in your spirit, you got to stand up and say, that's good. Thank you.